But let's be real this morning. Are those the kind of things that we want to set our hearts on? Things that are here today and gone tomorrow. I mean, if summers were really all that kids thought they would be, then why do they get bored so quickly? And if a better job brings better money, doesn't it also bring greater and heavier responsibilities and taxes? One's own home requires more work with more expenses, and even retirement, I'm told, has its disappointments, like living on a fixed income. By now, you're probably thinking to yourself, well, what does any of that have to do with today, with Easter? Well, as I read the book of Job, I would say it has everything to do with it. Because Job was setting his heart on seeing his resurrected Savior. When we only put our hearts on things, then we settle for so much less than what God desires for us. After all, we are His people. We were those who were created in His image. We were made for so much more than this. We were designed to live with hope for a better today and to live with confidence. Confidence not in ourselves, but in the one who loved us enough to die and rise again for us. Easter, this resurrection celebration of our Lord's greatest victory, it is God's exclamation mark on everything that our Heavenly Father has waiting for us. Easter means that our side wins, and we win big because we are on Jesus' side. Are there any obstacles in the way? You bet there are. There always have been, there always will be. Just ask Job. I mean, think back to the heartaches that he faced in life. All of his livestock were carried off by his enemies. His 10 sons and daughters perished in one day because the house they were in collapsed because of a strong storm. Job was then afflicted with sores from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Even his wife discouraged him. She said he should give up, that he should curse God and die. But he refused. And finally, Job's friends, his three friends, went on and on, falsely accusing and berating him. You would have thought that his hope, that his dreams would have evaporated, that they would have vanished. But remember who we are. Better still, remember whose we are. As human beings, we are God's pride and joy. We are those He so loves that He let His Son suffer and die in our place. We are people of hope. How did Job word it? Verse 23. Oh, that my words were recorded, that they were written on a scroll, that they were inscribed with an iron tool on lead or engraved in rock forever. You can hear his passion, can't you? He goes on, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end, he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh, I will see God. I myself will see Him with my own eyes, I and not another. How my heart yearns within me. My friends, that's what we can be sure of as well. It may not look like it. It may never look like it. It didn't look like it the day that those women were the first to arrive at Jesus' tomb. It didn't look like that He was alive. I mean, first of all, their master, their friend had been arrested. What's right about that? Next, Jesus was taken to Pilate. But it was wicked Barabbas that they let go free. Then Jesus was nailed to a cross. How right could that be? And now the tomb was opened. And worst of all, his body was not there. Your life may be at a point like that when nothing looks right. And if that's the case, please remember, it's not our circumstances that we focus on. The promise of God is that it will all work out in the end. So if it's not working out, that just means it's not the end. You see, what the women were afraid was the worst thing of all actually happened to be the best thing ever. Jesus was alive. He was risen just as he said. And the same is true for us today. I love this quote from Peter Marshall. He served years ago as the chaplain of the U.S. Senate. This is the quote. He said, "The stone was rolled away from the tomb, not so that Christ could come out, but so that the disciples could go in." You see, God wants all people to be sure that His Son is alive, that He has paid for our sins in full. He has broken Satan's power over us. And even death has been destroyed by our Savior's resurrection. And for that reason, death for the believer simply becomes the door that opens us up to eternity. Can you see what that makes us? The Apostle Paul put it like this. He said, "We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." More than conquerors. So what do conquerors have? They have absolute confidence, don't they? Their victory is in hand. It's already done. It's already been won. And so it is with us. Because of the cross and that empty tomb, we know that God is for us. Who then can be against us? Conquerors also enjoy the spoils of war. And so to you and me as Easter Christians, that means that we have eternal, everlasting, never-ending life to enjoy. As God's heirs, as brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ, we have an inheritance awaiting us. One unlike every other inheritance. Ours will not perish or spoil or fade away. And last, but certainly not least, you and I as Easter people, as those who are more than conquerors, we have a victory celebration awaiting us. The ticker tape parades and the visits to the White House with which we honor our heroes today, that's nothing. That's baby stuff. Those are all meaningless compared to what we are promised. One of those being that glad and grateful reunion with those redeemed who have gone to heaven before us. And yet the greatest celebration of all, our heart's great unending joy, will be as we stand in the presence and the radiance and the majesty of Jesus. Of Jesus, the Almighty God, Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus, our Deliverer, the Good Shepherd, the Lamb of God, the Lord, our righteousness, even He who is the resurrection and the life, today, Easter means that we can set our hearts on Him and never be disappointed. On the one who was and who is and who is coming again. Seeing Jesus. That's our greatest longing. And I myself will see Him with my own eyes, mine and no other's. How my heart yearns within me. God bless you this Easter and for all eternity. Amen.